Pope Benedict XVI has arrived in Mexico on the first stage of an apostolic visit, which will also take in Cuba. The Holy Father was welcomed at Guanajuato Airport by Mexican President Felipe Calderon. Philippa Hitchin is travelling with the Pope and sends this report.
Bienvenido al corazón de México, welcome to the heart of Mexico, are the words emblazoned on a giant billboard at the entrance to Guanajuato Airport. And the people of this city, at the geographical centre of the country, have certainly pulled out all the stops to welcome the Pope. The airport is situated about 35 kilometres from the city centre, and as the Popemobile made its way slowly through the industrial suburbs, under the new Millennium Gate arching over the road and on into town, the crowds went literally wild with excitement. People of all ages had lined the route for hours, many climbing onto balconies or low roofs of buildings to get a better view, singing, waving flags, balloons and banners, or throwing yellow and white ticker tape to carpet the papal route into town.
Bienvenido a México, su santidad Benedicto XVI. Es una gran alegría recibirlo en tierra mexicana.
At the official welcome ceremony under a white awning set up at the airport, Mexican President Felipe Calderón proudly reminded the Pope that his nation remains one of the most Catholic countries in the world. Despite a difficult history of conflict with the state over the past century, the church here is renowned for its deep Marian devotion and for its dedication to the successor of Saint Peter. Pope John Paul II chose Mexico for his first ever pastoral journey in 1979, and made a total of 5 visits to this country, though he never fulfilled his wish to visit this particular city and the great statue of Christ the King standing on nearby Mount Cubilete with arms outstretched across the whole region.
Me siento muy feliz de estar aquí.
Loud cheers punctuated Pope Benedict's first address to the people of Mexico as he told them he had come in the footsteps of his predecessor as a pilgrim of faith, hope and love to confirm them in their faith. Believers in Christ, he said, must act as a leaven in society, contributing to a respectful and peaceful coexistence based on the dignity of every human being. This dignity, he insisted, is expressed in the fundamental right to freedom of religion in its full meaning and integrity.
Vengo come peregrino della fe, della speranza e della carità. Desidero confermare la fe a los creyentes en Cristo, afianzarlos en ella y animarlos a revitalizarla con la escucha de la palabra de Dios.
A poignant message indeed to his hosts in the Mexican government, currently debating legislation on religious liberty that would finally put an end to the anti-clerical discrimination of past decades. With Pope Benedict in Mexico, I'm Philippa Hitchin.